I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In India, it's considered the country's 9/11, November 26, 2008. That was the day when 10 gunmen went after four targets in Mumbai, two luxury hotels, the main railway station, and a Jewish center. They opened fire, and 166 people died, six of them Americans. Later, it turned out one of the plotters was also American, David Coleman Headley. Our partners at Frontline have followed how Headley slipped through the cracks for U.S., British, and Indian intelligence services. The new film is called American Terrorist and airs tonight on PBS. ProPublica's Sebastian Rotella investigated the story.
David Coleman Headley is a Pakistani-American who was born in Washington but grew up in Pakistan, where he attended an elite military school. And then he came back to the States when he was about 17. So he's someone who really is comfortable in both cultures. And he became a drug trafficker, a DEA informant, and then radicalized and became a rather unique figure, both an Islamic terrorist working for the Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorist group in Pakistan and a spy working for the Pakistani intelligence service. And in that dual capacity, he did key reconnaissance for the Mumbai terrorist attacks in 2008 that killed 166 people.
So what motivated him? Was it ideology? Or, I mean, one of the people you interviewed said he was insane.
Yeah, that's, you know, obviously the analysis of someone who really suffered from having met him. I think it's a mix of kind of a cocktail of certainly of ideology and Pakistani nationalism and Islamic extremism that was imbued at him from a young age. The classic arc of radicalization of coming out of crime and prison and addiction and finding solace in extremism. But I think there was also in this case what the experts say and people who know him and have investigated the case was kind of a hunger for adrenaline, for danger, as one former CIA officer said, a love for the game. So I think it's kind of this mix of motivations that drove him into this rather incredible odyssey.
So the case of David Coleman Headley is held up as proof, and this comes out in the Frontline, American Terrorist. It's held up by proof by some in the intelligence community that surveillance really works. But I found myself wondering whether that was just totally disingenuous, because they're saying we stopped an attack at a newspaper in Copenhagen when, in fact, 9 months earlier in Mumbai, they didn't stop anything, and there were a lot of dead people.
That's right. I mean, we set out to really examine this case and the question of how the strengths and limits of high-tech surveillance and counterterrorism. And we found that, yes, there are, obviously high-tech surveillance is very valuable. But as you said, no, in this case, it did not stop the Mumbai attacks, despite a trail of potential intelligence that David Coleman Headley left behind, both in his activities in terms of his communications, which are often rather brazen and suspicious, and a series of human tips that could have led to him being detected and stopped and perhaps the Mumbai attacks prevented. And even afterward, despite the initial assertions of senior officials a couple of years ago after the Snowden revelations, they held up Headley as an example, saying that he had finally been detected and stopped by NSA programs as he was planning a new attack in Denmark. And our investigation rather methodically shows that those statements were either inaccurate or overstated, and that they kept missing him in sort of his online activities. And it was only after a British tip, because he called some people who were under surveillance in Britain, that the FBI and Customs and Border Protection did sort of police work that identified him and began surveillance of him. And only then did the NSA play a support role in what was ultimately a very important investigation that led to him giving unprecedented evidence against Lashkar-e-Taiba, Al-Qaeda, and the Pakistani intelligence service.
Sebastian, when it comes to security in this country, we were told that the color-coded system would keep us safe. We were told that numerous terror plots have been disrupted in this country. And yet, you know, the big attacks, 9/11, Mumbai, Madrid, they happened because intelligence officials in part did not connect the dots. They didn't use or could not use all the data that had been scooped up. Do you think Americans are getting their tax dollars worth when it comes to security?
I think the fact is that, you know, we've been able to avoid new major attacks at the level of 9/11. So in that sense, I think we've learned some of the lessons of the past and the system has improved. There is this ongoing struggle as to whether we're getting value for our money, whether these expensive programs, whether this sprawling bureaucracy works well. But I think one of the biggest struggles is to strike a balance between what's obviously very important, which is this high-tech surveillance, this capacity to suck up all this information. But as you say, not to get lost in that, because sometimes some of the people who are veterans on the ground of counterterrorism tell me that, you know, you're in danger of being overwhelmed by data. So I think an agile kind of surgical approach to this is always very important. And that's the great struggle that that people involved in this on the front lines are always dealing with.
ProPublica's Sebastian Rotella, he investigated the case of David Coleman Headley for American Terrorists. That's a joint documentary by Frontline and ProPublica that airs tonight on PBS. Sebastian, thank you for filling us in.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.